You're listening to KNKX. Encouraging people of color to take advantage of public lands is a topic that's been in the news a lot in recent years. One person behind that message is local journalist and photographer Glenn Nelson. He's a former writer for the Seattle Times and the founder of a nonprofit advocacy website called The Trail Posse. The site aims to present the outdoors as a necessity for physical and mental well-being in an increasingly urbanized world, and to ensure access to national parks as a right of citizenship for all. Nelson was born in Japan and has been exploring his own heritage lately, so he invited 88.5 environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe to meet him at a National Parks historic site, the Bainbridge Island Japanese American Exclusion Memorial.
We're going to talk about why you chose this specific location in just a bit, but first, let's hear a bit more about the Trail Posse and why you founded it.
I was traveling around, working on my photography, hiking in mostly national parks, and would always notice that there were no other non-whites. And it was startling because I grew up as a Boy Scout in a highly diverse troop, and that was my experience. And I read a story one day in the New York Times about visitation in national parks and saw that it was 80% white. And moreover, that the workforce was, last I checked, 83% white and climbing. And in researching a piece to write for the New York Times for their op-ed section, I saw that this is a much larger problem that encompasses all of the green sector, conservation, environmental organizations, outdoor brands, all were white and aging out. And it's all contrary to the way the demographics of our country is going, which the Census Bureau projects that we're going to be a majority non-white in 2043, and we're already seeing signs that that's going to happen sooner. So the mission of the Trail Posse is to change the picture of the outdoors as it's portrayed in mainstream media to be a more inclusive one.
So tell me more about where we are here now. This is a memorial to Japanese exclusion.
Yeah, so we're on Bainbridge Island, where the first people of Japanese descent were taken after Executive Order 9066 was signed. So this is a memorial. It's called the Bainbridge Island Japanese American Exclusion Memorial. And it's in homage to the people who were taken from here. And it's also marks a dark period of American history. And people always ask, well, why would you want to remember something like this? Well, we want to remember something like this to remind ourselves not to do it again. And the slogan that's etched on the wall here is Nodoto Naioni, which in Japanese is let it not happen again. And so we're seeing now in current events an intense debate over immigration and excluding certain people because of either the color of their skin or their religion. And so memorials like this are important to remind us of what happened in the past and not to repeat those mistakes.
And on this spot in 1942, March 30th, Japanese Americans were rounded up and sent to internment camps.
Right. So the very first people were walked off a pier, took a ferry to Seattle, and then they were bused or railroaded to what is now the State Fairgrounds in Puyallup, and they were housed in animal stalls. And then eventually, most of the people here were taken to Manzanar, which is in Central California.
And that's also a National Historic Site. So do you have any recommendations for people listening to this of how we can all make these outdoor spaces more inclusive?
I say that we have more places like where we are now that take away the barriers of access from transportation, not only for people of color, for younger people. We see millennials are more and more making a choice not to buy cars. So how are they going to get to Mount Rainier from Seattle? Whereas you can, just like Danae and I did, we took the light rail and we hopped on a ferry and we're here in 30 minutes or less.
Danae is your intern.
Yes. Also, dealing with the whole, what a guy I interviewed once calls the don't loop. You know, you don't do something because you don't see yourself. And so to have places like this that are culturally relevant, you see monuments, national parks, statues, all devoted to white people throughout our history, but we don't see ourselves in anything. And here I can walk down and see these panels, and these are people that look like me. These are people who have names like my mother's name, and spoke a language like my mother did. So I'll give you another example. Danae and I went to a place called Howard Lake, which is, you have to get to Stehekin. So you have to drive to Chelan, get on a boat that takes 3 hours, jump off the boat, jump on a shuttle, and then you get to the trailhead to a place called Howard Lake, which is named after an African-American miner who staked a claim in that area. Well, neither one of us would have gone there if we hadn't had that story to draw us there. And so we need more stories like this to remind us, you know, we're all embedded in the landscape, in the American landscape, and we need more ways of seeing how and where we are embedded here.
Glenn Nelson, founder of the Trail Posse, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming out here.